KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have mostly clear skies and 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for areas of fog this morning, which we are seeing out there, and partly cloudy skies otherwise. A chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. A high around 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Topping area news, storms across the Midwest last night brought heavy rain and large hail to portions of South Dakota, Nebraska, and Iowa. The National Weather Service says a storm near Omaha produced softball-sized hail and winds more than 65 miles per hour. Winds gusting up to 65 miles per hour were reported 1 mile west of Harlan at around 4 o'clock yesterday. Emergency management officials said a farm was damaged 5 miles northwest of Harlan at around that same time, where grain bins and outbuildings were destroyed, and a 1,000-gallon propane tank was moved about 10 feet. Winds of more than 70 miles per hour were reported north of Villisca just after 6 p.m. Thursday, along with quarter-sized hail. In Griswold, winds gusted up to 55 miles per hour, and heavy rain was reported at 5:15 p.m. Baseball-sized hail was reported to have fallen 4 miles south of Stanton. Other reports of golf ball-sized hail came from Council Bluffs and areas near Tennant, Nottoway, Farragut, Gravity, and Randolph. Quarter-sized hail was reported at many other locations, including Hancock, Underwood, Glenwood, and Clarinda. Severe thunderstorm warnings were issued in all three states late Thursday afternoon, with a tornado warning having been issued for north-central Nebraska. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon, or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Broken windows, damaged buildings, and landscape may be a part of the college scene next week as classes begin at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs. Powerful thunderstorms ripped through the area Thursday night, leaving thousands of people without power. Softball-sized hail pounded the college campus and vehicles which were parked there. In another part of Council Bluffs, officials reported that an ambulance had been stranded by high water Thursday and mud for more than 90 minutes. Fortunately, it was not carrying a patient. MidAmerican Energy said early this morning that power still hadn't been restored to more than 5,000 customers in Pottawatomie County. Omaha Public Power District officials reported that more than 8,100 customers didn't have power as of 4:30 this morning, but that was down from a peak of more than 40,000 at 11 o'clock last night. No storm-related deaths have been reported, but as we mentioned, hail from those rain-laden storms did shatter windows, roofs, and siding at homes around the region. Omaha's Epley Airfield was closed for a time, and more than a dozen flights had to be canceled. Damage to 7 aircraft was reported. In other news, one of 3 men who allegedly tried to burglarize a home northwest of Malvern late Wednesday night received a round of birdshot in his rear from a farmer who didn't take kindly to their intruding on his property. Mills County Sheriff Eugene Goose said the incident took place at around 10:30 p.m. Wednesday. Goose said 30-year-old Miguel Martinez of Council Bluffs was shot in the rear outside of the home while attempting to flee. His wounds were not believed to be life-threatening. Goose says Martinez, 19-year-old Patrick Hover of Council Bluffs, were charged with aiding and abetting a burglary, and 33-year-old Giovanni Galindo of Omaha faces a charge of burglary. All 3 men were being held in jail on $10,000 bond each. If convicted on the felony charges, they'd spend up to 10 years in jail. The sheriff said Hover is believed to have been the wheelman for the trio. It's not clear if Martinez actually set foot in the home. One of the men allegedly kicked in the door to the residence. The action awoke the unidentified farmer, who chased the men away from the scene. 2 of the men fled on foot, and they were arrested by deputies with the aid of an Omaha Police Department helicopter. Hover, who was driving a 1995 green Chevy pickup, was pulled over and arrested a short time later. Sheriff Goose said the farmer's actions were under investigation, but he was not arrested. Pottawatomie County authorities are investigating the death of a 5-month-old boy who was found unresponsive at a daycare provider in Council Bluffs. The sheriff's office said the child, who was identified as Lane Thomas, was found unresponsive late Wednesday afternoon. He was pronounced dead at a local hospital. The sheriff's office said the daycare provider told investigators she'd put Thomas down for a nap at around 2:30 p.m. Wednesday. He was found unresponsive about an hour and a half later and was taken to a hospital. An autopsy was scheduled for Thursday in Ankeny. The incident remains under investigation. Three people were injured during a crash late Wednesday morning on Highway 34 in Union County. The Iowa State Patrol said Thursday 44-year-old Brian Truax and 67-year-old Carol Truax, both of Colliers, West Virginia, and 67-year-old Joanne Cohn of Glenwood were injured during the crash, which happened just west of Creston. Brian Truax and Joanne Cohn were transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston, while Carol Truax was flown by helicopter to Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Patrol says the vehicle driven by Brian Truax was traveling west on the highway when it crossed the center line of the road and hit a car driven by Joanne Cohn head-on. That accident happened around 11:53 a.m. on Wednesday, and charges are currently pending. And the Audubon County Sheriff's Office said Thursday that a Carroll County man was arrested Wednesday evening. 27-year-old Brian Snell of Coon Rapids was arrested following a traffic stop on 190th Street. Snell was charged with driving while suspended. He was released from custody after making an appearance before the magistrate. And 26-year-old Amanda Lee Buck of Manning turned herself into the Audubon County Sheriff's Department Thursday morning. Buck was wanted on an outstanding warrant for fifth-degree theft, stemming from a bad check written to an Audubon business in June. Buck appeared before the magistrate and was released from custody. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
And taking a look at our funeral announcements, 51-year-old Alan Brown of Cumberland died Monday. Funeral services for Alan Brown will be held today at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Center. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. 84-year-old Keith Blankenship of Harlan died Monday. Funeral services for Keith Blankenship will be today at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 78-year-old August Gus Eckerman of Harlan died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Gus Eckerman will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 81-year-old Errol Christensen of West Branch and formerly of Kimbleton died Tuesday. Funeral services for Errol Christensen will be tomorrow morning at 9:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 92-year-old Isabel Bengford of Manning died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Isabel Bengford will take place Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. 67-year-old Gail Monk of Oakland and formerly of Shenandoah died Tuesday. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Gail Monk will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Hackett Livingston Funeral Home in Shenandoah. 74-year-old Patricia Ann Clint of Carroll died Wednesday. Funeral services for Patricia Clint will be Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Carroll. The Don and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. 84-year-old Claire Schuler, Jr. of Rural Atlantic died Tuesday. Funeral services for Claire Schuler, Jr. will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 81-year-old Aileen Miners of Manila died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Elaine Miners will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. And 86-year-old Loretta Grody of Harlan died Wednesday. Services for Loretta Grody are pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.